In chapter 5 of the Gospel of Luke, we have a lovely story of Jesus healing a man with leprosy. Now, leprosy in Jesus' time was a widespread and terrible problem. Leprosy could cause nerve damage, cause rotting flesh, and cause people to lose fingers or toes. In the time of Jesus, there was no known cure for leprosy. So, anyone infected with leprosy had very little chance to live a normal life because they were also deemed unclean and ostracized from society. Let me read you the story of this miraculous healing in Luke chapter 5, verse 12. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Now this is certainly a miraculous event, a beautiful story. Someone covered with leprosy receives healing. Now I want us to notice something in the story. The man with leprosy asked Jesus, no, he begged Jesus, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." The leprous man could have simply asked Jesus for some money. The leprous man could have just asked for assistance of some kind. But the leprous man dared to dream big. He boldly thought, "This man, this Jesus has the power and could change my life forever." Again, the leprous man dreamed big with his request of Jesus. I believe there's a lesson here for us today. Brethren, are there times in our prayer life that we might be timid when it comes to making our requests known to God? Do we sometimes dial back our prayers to things we think are reasonably achievable? Do we have big goals, big dreams, but offer little prayers? Do we sometimes limit our boldness? The leprous man certainly did not limit his boldness that day. We read in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Brethren, do we really have faith in the power of Jesus? The leprous man certainly was bold. Brethren, do we verbally acknowledge and believe in our hearts that Jesus has power to do anything he wants? If we do, we have the opportunity. We have the privilege. Perhaps we even have the obligation to come boldly to the throne of grace and let our requests, both big and small, be heard by our great God. Amen.